Welcome to the Gregory Digout Podcast.
You know, it's amazing that no matter what is happening in this world, no matter whatever happens in this world or in your life, He's been faithful. You know, God's not faithful to us because we're faithful. You know, He's faithful to us because He's faithful. And I can say all my life, He has been faithful. And I can truly also say, all my life I haven't been, but all my life He's been. God is faithful because He's faithful. God is good because He's good. He doesn't make His goodness conditional upon your goodness. He doesn't make His faithfulness conditional upon your faithfulness. His faithfulness is based on His faithfulness. His goodness is based on His goodness. Well, I hope you're ministered to tonight. I sure am. I just love worshiping Jesus and talking about His goodness and singing about His goodness. And I want you to experience some of that goodness. And I've got a special word for you tonight, and I'm so glad that you joined me. And let us know where you're watching from, whatever city, whatever country. Get your family, get your friends, text somebody, let them know, man, if they're ready for their breakthrough, this is their night. Because I really believe that God's going to give you something special tonight. And God's going to show up mightily in your life and in my life. And I really want to prepare your heart, and I want to give you the word that is going to prepare you for this. So before we get into the teaching, I want to invite everybody to give tonight. This is our Wednesday night tithes and offerings moment. It's a giving opportunity. It's an opportunity to be blessed. It's an opportunity to be a blessing to others. I mean, we could talk all night about all the things that you have accomplished, all the things that your giving has done. All the things, actually, we would run out of time tonight. All the people's lives that your giving has changed and transformed. All the people who've been impacted because of your faithfulness, because of your giving, and because of your generosity. So I want to thank you, first of all, for everybody who's given over these last few weeks. You've been faithful to give in your tithes and offerings. I can't thank you enough. It's enabling our church to continue to minister to people in our community more than we ever have before. In our community, more than we ever have before, in other nations as well. Some of the most poverty-stricken people in the world, we're reaching, you are reaching with me. We're together reaching as a church and as a ministry, so I can't thank you enough. And, you know, there's a great scripture in the Bible in Genesis chapter 8 when Noah has come off of the ark after everybody has been saved. Everybody that went into the ark was saved. I want you to know, everybody who comes to Jesus, everybody who will get in the ark of Jesus will be saved. The ark is not too small for everybody. The ark was big enough. Some people said that the ark that Noah built was 3 football fields long. It's incredible the size of what God built for 8 people. 8 people, only 8. Yet it was available for everybody. Every living person probably could have fit on that boat and fit on that ark that day when the rain finally hit. But when they came up to the shore, when the floods had subsided, Noah comes out. And what does God say to him? He said, as long as the earth remains, God spoke to Noah. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. I want you to think about that. As long as the earth remains, it's not as long as the virus doesn't remain. It's not as soon as the virus is gone. It's not as soon as all your problems are fixed. It's not as soon as all your trouble is over. Seed time and harvest works whenever the earth remains. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, they're not going to cease. So you know what? My part, you know what your part and my part is? We plant the seed. and God gives us the harvest. We plant, we water. You know, somebody asked me about the sovereignty of God recently, and there's controversy about that. But I believe that God has given us sovereignty over certain things, and He keeps His sovereignty over the rest of everything else. But He gives us power, He gives us sovereignty, He gives us the power to choose. So in this case, we are co-laborers with God. He says, as long as the earth remains, that's God's job to keep the earth remaining, and He's done His part. It says, seed time and harvest will not cease. So it's not God's job to plant the seed. It's God's job to give us the earth and to give us the seed, but then we're the ones that have to plant it. And He says, as long as the earth remains, when there's seed time, there will always be harvest time. So notice how we have something sandwiched in between what God does. In God's sovereignty, He's given us the earth. In our power, He's given us seed. So we have to be responsible to plant our seed. And in God's sovereignty again, He gives us the harvest. So really, God is sovereign over keeping the earth remaining. God is sovereign over giving us a harvest, but we're sovereign over whether we plant our seed. You know, God, even God cannot multiply a seed that you don't plant. Even God cannot multiply a seed. Think about that. Even God cannot multiply a seed that you don't plant. But as long as the earth remains, if we will take care of seed time, God will take care of harvest time. Remember what I talked to you about a couple weeks ago, and then we prayed over it last week, that God is the God of increase. And God spoke to me, hey, son, I want you to believe for increase during these days, because you can decrease by yourself. You can decrease all by yourself, but if you want increase, involve me, get me involved. And so, you know, in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. See, God is the one who gives the increase, but we're the ones who plant. So will you plant today, and will you continue to plant? And whatever your source of income is right now, give God a tenth of that. Give Him an offering on top of that if you've already tithed this week. And trust God. And let's believe there's many ways you can give. You can give by texting to give. 77977 is the number. You can give by going online. You're already online, so open up another window at lifechangerschurch.com and click the Give tab, and you can give that way. It's the easiest way to give. Texting to give is the next best way as well. And also you can call our number if you want. If you need to call somebody and you're more comfortable with that, call 847-645-9100. Leave your phone number if nobody answers, and we'll call you back. You don't have to leave any other, don't leave any other information until somebody calls you back. But you can give that way. You can mail your offering in. You can stop by at the church and drop it off. And I'm believing for the church doors to open soon. I don't want to do it prematurely, but I want us to always apply faith and wisdom. So we've been using wisdom. Now we're going to take a step in faith, and we'll announce at some point very soon when the date is that we're going to open our church doors back up for on-site services. I'll let you know well in advance so that you can prepare, and so that you know that we're preparing. We have been preparing this whole time, but we've also been gathering online, and it's been powerful and it's been precious. So would you take a moment and get your giving ready? And can I pray for you? I want to pray for your increase. Father, I thank You for every person who's giving today. I thank You that You are truly the God of increase, that we plant, we water with our prayer, we plant with our seeds, we water with our prayer, we water with our words. And Father, we thank You that You give the increase. I pray for multiplied harvests back. I pray for every seed each person is sowing, that it will grow. Once it gets in the ground, it'll grow into souls saved, into lives changed. I pray it'll grow into harvests back to each person that's giving. Lord, You're so faithful. You're so good. You've given us a system that works. You've given us a seed time and harvest system that works all the time. And we thank You for that. Lord, I just thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I was just going to pray this, but I just thought I would tell you, because I was going to pray it to the Lord, kind of joking around. And that's kind of the fun that I believe we can have with God. We can joke around. He jokes around with me all the time. I just feel God is happy all the time. I feel God loves me all the time. I really believe that and I'm convinced of that with all my heart. But you know, there are sometimes we planted some bad seeds that we wish seed time and harvest didn't remain. You know what I'm saying? We wish it would cease when we've sown some bad seeds. But I got good news for you. Even when you've sown bad seeds, you can pray for a crop failure. You can ask God, oh Lord, man, I know I sowed some bad seeds there, but I pray, I curse that seed that I sowed. Father, forgive me. I receive your forgiveness. And I have the power to curse that seed. Jesus cursed the fig tree and it withered up. Jesus said, you'll say to this tree, be uprooted and be cast into the sea. So you can uproot those seeds with faith and with your prayers, some of the bad ones that you've sown. So don't give up and don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed. Amen. Well, thanks again for everybody watching and joining me online. And we are in church together here. We're having our Wednesday night Bible study, and I want you to expect your breakthrough. And so I'm just going to pick up into the Word and just share with you three things that I think are going to really bless you, because a lot of people have been asking me how to experience a miracle, how to experience breakthrough in their life. Maybe you're looking for a breakthrough in your life right now, a breakthrough. You know, rather than a breakdown. You've had the breakdown. We've all had the breakdown. Isn't it time we got a breakthrough? You know, maybe you've broken down in tears. Maybe you've broken down in frustration. Maybe you've broken down in anger. Maybe you've expressed yourself. Maybe you've just, your nerves are, you know, are edgy. And I just want you to know that today we're going to go from breakdown to breakthrough. And I believe you're ready for that. I believe that you need that. You want that. I want to show you how to have a breakthrough in your life. Most people that I talk to, they need a breakthrough. They'll tell me that they need some breakthrough in some area of their life. If not now, when? Why not now? Let's believe now. And so when people tell me I'm looking for a breakthrough, how do I get a breakthrough in my finances or in my family, in my health, in my relationships? And I'm going to preach this everywhere I go as soon as the opportunities open up for me. And as they already are opening up, they already are, you know, open doors online everywhere. But wherever I go and preach, this is what I'm going to tell people, that this is these are the three simple secrets or three simple steps to release God's miracle power in your life. I hate to make it sound like it's some formula, but these are the three things that I want you to focus on and the three things that I focus on in my life to experience breakthroughs in my life, okay? So I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm not trying to pitch something to you. I'm telling you what I've discovered in God's Word that has helped set me free and helped me experience breakthroughs in my life. So go with me to John chapter 11, and I'm going to read to you starting in verse 1, and you'll be very familiar with this passage as you see, as I read this. It says, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. So these are three siblings, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And it was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sister sent word to him saying, now watch this. So the sisters, Martha and Mary, sent word to Jesus saying, Lord, behold, the one you love is sick. The one you love is sick. Boy, I've read this scripture 1,000 times. And I can almost say that without exaggeration. I've read the scripture 1,000 times or more, or close to it. And I've never seen it quite like this until recently when I was studying this a few weeks ago. And Lazarus, notice what Mary and Martha don't say. They don't say, Lord, behold, the one who loves you is sick. Lazarus loved you, Lord, and he's sick. Hasn't he loved you enough? And now he's sick. Won't you heal him because He's loved you so much. You know, it amazes me how many people focus on how much they love God in order to try to strike a deal with God. And you know, you don't need to strike a deal with God because He wants to give you a breakthrough and He wants to do a miracle in your life because He loves you so much. Notice He said, Lord, notice she said, Lord, behold, the one whom you love is sick. The one who, I love that. Oh, I get so Pentecostal when I think about this. I get so Holy Ghost. The one whom you love. Oh, man. The one whom you love is sick. It's like, okay, God, we're calling you, not calling you out in a bad way, but we're calling you out on the sense of you said you love us. So, Lord, the one who you love is sick. You see, notice Mary and Martha did not focus at all on their love for God. They didn't focus at all on Lazarus' love for Jesus. They focused completely on how much Jesus loved him. And let me go on in the scripture even where Jesus heard this and he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. And you know what part, you know what aspect of God is about to be glorified? His love. You know what aspect of, you know what characteristic of Jesus is about to be glorified? His love. Boy, I pray you get this. So there's a miracle that's about to happen. And the first key to this miracle, the first step to this breakthrough that you need in your life is to stop focusing on how much you love God, because we never have loved God enough to earn anything, but He loved us enough. The one who you love is sick. And Jesus said it's going to turn into the glory of God and the Son of God is going to be glorified by it. And then notice what He says in verse 5. Oh, I love this. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus and you and me and whoever's sick right now and whoever's broken right now and whoever's suffering right. Oh, somebody's got to say amen here. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus and you and me. So when He heard that He was sick, He stayed 2 days longer in the place where He was. You know, this was a really strange decision when I think about this, because he loved Lazarus. It seems kind of strange that Jesus would take and wait two more days, you know, that He would literally wait two more days before He goes to heal Lazarus. And something I've learned in my lifetime over how God operates is that we don't always understand the timing of God. But if we will focus on the trusting, He'll take care of the timing. Did you hear me? If we focus on the trusting, He'll take care of the timing. And you know what I'm trusting? I'm trusting His love. I'm trusting His love. I want to encourage you to trust in His love today. Because even when it seems like it's too late, it's never too late with God. It might seem that way, but it's never too late for God. Even though Lazarus ends up dying while Jesus waits before He goes there, it doesn't end in death. The situation that you're in right now, the situation that Mary and Martha and Lazarus were in, was, it included death, but was not concluded by death. It included death, but didn't conclude with death. No matter how bad your situation is, it might include some pain, it might include some difficult times, it will include those, but it doesn't conclude in those. It concludes in your breakthrough. And it all starts with love. I want you to see this. When Jesus arrived, he found that he had already been, in verse 17, in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and when many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother, Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary stayed at the house. Mary then said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said, "I know, Lord, that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die, but will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? Oh, don't get me started now, but I got a question for you. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world." And when she said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, saying secretly, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." I don't remember him calling for her, but maybe she felt like she needed the prayer of agreement. Maybe she felt like she needed somebody to stand with her. That's what the church is for. We're here to stand with you. We're here to stand together. Sometimes you need to get your sister, you need to get your brother and say, "Hey, the teacher needs you. Hey, I need you." She's really saying, "I need you to stand with me here because I'm afraid." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and was coming to him. It says, there's such great stuff here in this passage of scripture. And but let's go on to I want you to see verse 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and her brother was dead now, the Jews also came with her weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit. What was he moved with? Compassion. He was deeply moved with compassion. You see, the secret to the miracle that you need today is not, again, how much love you have for God. It's how much love he has for you. It's his mercy. It's his compassion. He's weeping. This is such love. And Jesus also knows that those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Have you been weeping about something? It's okay. Because weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Everything's going to be all right. "Where have you laid him?" he said in verse 33. And they said, "Lord, come and see." And when Jesus saw her weeping, he's deeply moved. And verse 35, Jesus wept. There's the shortest verse in Bible history. Jesus wept. And to me, you know what? If you'd never memorized the Bible, if you never memorize a verse in the Bible, this is one that's really easy. Start with this one. Jesus wept. Boy, there's some power there. Why would he weep? Because he loves. Why did he weep? Because he loves. Why did he weep? Because he's sowing in tears and he's about to reap with shouts of joy. Your weeping is going to produce your reaping. Don't doubt. Don't be shy about crying. Those tears, you know, he'll wipe every tear from our eyes. He doesn't say he'll shame us for crying. It says he'll wipe every tear from our eyes. That's the Jesus of the Bible. So the Jews were saying, "See how he loved him?" That's right. "See how he loved him?" That's right. "Do you see how he loves you?" That's right. That's number one. That's number one. Every miracle starts with love. His love for you. Every breakthrough starts with love. His love for you. So it says in verse 38, Jesus, again, being deeply moved within, came to the tomb, and it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said, oh, don't you love what he's about to say? Remove the stone. Remove the stone. And Martha, the sister of the dead, said, Lord, by this time, there'll be a stench, for he's been dead 4 days. And watch this, because this leads us to number two, the second key to your breakthrough and the second secret, if you will. Don't mean to say it like that, that it's a mystery, but the second step, the second key, the second powerful truth that I want you to get a hold of that produces miracles is Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Notice what he says to her. Didn't I say to you, if you believe, then you will see? How many of us need to see before we believe? How many doubting Thomases are there out there? That doesn't produce the miracles. I got to see it to believe it. Jesus said, I told you. Haven't I told you? He's saying to Martha, come on, darling, haven't I told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God. You will see the love of God manifest. You will see the power of God show up. You will see the breakthrough you need. You will see the healing that you need. You will see the deliverance that you need. You will see the freedom that you need. You will see it because you believed it first. It's the secret to it all. Believe it first. Believe it because God said it. Jesus was showing Martha the second truth that transforms and gives you the breakthrough that you need. If you believe, you'll see it. In other words, miracles happen in an atmosphere of faith. Miracles happen in an atmosphere of faith, people. Faith works, and faith works through love. So you see, number one, you got to know that God loves you as much as he loved Lazarus. He loves you that much. Number one, be sure of his love. Number two, believe it before you see it. Faith works by love. Faith works by believing God's love. You know, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 5, and then I'll come back to the miracle, the breakthrough, and then we'll pray for your miracle and breakthrough. But in Galatians chapter 3, verse 5, Paul says, so then, does he who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you? Yeah, you. Does he do it by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? It's a rhetorical question. He doesn't do it because we've kept all the laws. He doesn't do it because we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. He works miracles among us by hearing with faith. Hearing what? Number one, being sure that you know he loves you. And number two, knowing that you got to believe it before you see it. Believe you have received it. And the Bible says, then it shall be granted. And let's go to verse 41. Let's go back now to John 11, verse 40. Jesus said, did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? The glory of God is the manifestation of God's power. It's like when he turned water into wine, it says that was the first time that Jesus manifested his glory. The first time he manifested his glory was when he turned the water into wine. So the manifestation of glory, or the miracle that you need, is the manifestation of God's glory. So he says, if you believe, you will see the glory of God, or the manifestation of the glory. In verse 41 says, so they removed the stone, and Jesus then raised his eyes. We're about to, here's the third thing, it's coming. He raised his eyes and he said, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you. We got a dead person here, and Jesus is saying, Father, I thank you. We got financial problems here, and Jesus is saying, Father, I thank you. We got family trouble here, and Jesus is saying, Father, I thank you. We don't know how we're going to get out of this pandemic, virus, sickness, disease. How are we going to get out of this? And Jesus says, Father, I thank you. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to get the breakthrough. You don't know when it's going to come. You don't know how God's going to do it. You don't seem to have enough time. You don't seem to have enough money. You don't seem to have enough of anything. You run out of money before you run out of month. And Jesus says, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. It's precious. Thank you. Thank you. Is the next thing that's going to bring you into the breakthrough you need. Every breakthrough that you need, everything you don't have in your life right now starts with what you do have. Father, I thank you. What does Jesus have at this point? He's got a dead friend that he loves very much, very much. But what does he do? He thanks God. He thanks the Father for what he does have. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. What do you have? You have a Father who's listening. You have a throne of grace you can go to in your time of need. You know what you have? You have a God who's done miracle after miracle in other people's lives and in your life. So when you need this breakthrough, when you need this miracle, it doesn't start with Father, will you? It doesn't happen from Father, can you? It happens with Father, I thank you. Oh, I love this verse. I thank you that you've heard me. And I knew, he says, you've always heard me. But I'm not saying this because I don't think you heard me. I'm saying it because of the people standing around so that they can believe. Jesus didn't need to pray openly and out loud for himself, but he did it openly and out loud for your sake and for mine, so that we would believe and so that we would have this model right before our eyes of this miracle that Jesus does and shows us the simple things that will always result in a breakthrough. Every breakthrough you need starts with what you already have. Father, I thank you. You know, the widow said, what am I going to do? And the prophet Elisha said, what do you have in your house? You see, what you don't have always starts with focusing on what you do have and being thankful for what you do have and being grateful for what you do have. Well, what do we have? You know, when the great missionary Hudson Taylor was in China, him and his wife were missionaries for years, precious people. And they were down to their last few cents when Hudson Taylor's wife turned to her husband and said, well, darling, what do we have left? How much do we have left? And he looked over at her and he said, well, darling, we have 50 cents. But all the promises of God. We have 50 cents, but all the promises of God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the promise of this breakthrough. Thank you for the promise of this miracle. Thank you for the promise that you'll do what we ask of you. So, Jesus says, when he had said these things in verse 43, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" See, sometimes you gotta tell that thing that's dead in your life, come forth. Sometimes you gotta talk to your finances and say, come forth. Sometimes you gotta talk to your healing and say, come forth. Sometimes you gotta talk to your circumstance and say, come forth. And the man who died came forth, because there is power and authority in your tongue. Death and life, woo, are in the power of the tongue. Jesus uses his tongue to release his power. And so should you. I guess that'd be the fourth thing, even though I'm focused on three things. Here we found the fourth thing. And therefore, and Jesus said, and he comes out wrapped in the cloth, and Jesus says to him, "Unbind him now, loose him, and let him go." And many saw, and they started believing in him. So folks, notice, Jesus didn't say, "Father, help me. Father, give me. Father, will you?" No. What did he say? "Father, I thank you." You know, Jesus already knew that God would raise Lazarus from the dead. He knew that he would answer, the Father would answer his prayer, because Jesus knew God was always listening. And that's why he was so thankful. I want you to know he's always listening. I want you to know he's got you. I want you to know he wants this in your life more than you even want it. Are you needing a miracle today? Are you in need of a breakthrough today? Are you in need of discovering God's will for your life today? It's so simple. Here's the answer. Number one, be assured. Be assured of his great love for you. He loves without condition. He loves without end. He loves without limits. He loves without anger. He loves without strings attached. Be sure. Number two, believe that you will see before you see it. Believe. Number three, give thanks. You know, when all they had was five loaves and two fish, they gave them to Jesus. And what's the first thing he said? He didn't turn to his disciples and say, "What? Five loaves and two fish? That's all you got?" He took it and he said, "Father, thank you." He gave thanks and he blessed it. And then he distributed it. And then the miracle happened. How did the miracle happen? Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. There's so much to complain about in this world today. But that's not our mojo. That's not how we roll. That's not how we're going to live. We're going to live in gratitude. We're going to use thanks as the greatest weapon we've ever had. We're going to give God thanks in everything. Because now you're in the will of God, baby. Now, when you're giving God thanks, you're in the will of God. In everything, give thanks. Paul wrote in Thessalonians, "For this is the will of God." Not for everything, in everything, give thanks. And then speak it forth. Bonus, number four. Really not a bonus, it's what I should have included in my notes. I had to look at it again to see it here in the Bible. So I want to lead you in this prayer now. First of all, the most important miracle, the most important breakthrough that anybody could ever have is the miracle of salvation. And so I want to pray with you right now for salvation. And all you have to do is pray the simple prayer and pray this with me. Everybody who's watching, pray this out loud. Everybody who's here, pray this out loud. Say, Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus Christ into my life as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died for my sins. Say that out loud. I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose from the dead. I believe the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all my sins. I receive the gift of salvation. Father, thank you. You see, it's that simple. Now I'm going to pray for everybody else. I'm going to pray for your miracle. We're going to pray together in just a moment. But if you prayed for, if you just prayed with me for salvation, there should be a little book on the screen. It's The Power of a New Life. You can go to lifechangerschurch.com/welcome and you can get a copy of this. I want you to have it if you just prayed to receive salvation. It's my gift to you, absolutely free. It's the next steps. It'll help you grow in your relationship with God. It's just right, just what the doctor ordered. And congratulations, because the Bible says all the angels in heaven rejoice when one person is saved. So we're rejoicing, the angels rejoicing, heaven's rejoicing. Now you rejoice and know that God's got you. You don't have to do this every day. You don't have to get saved again and again and again. You just need to renew your mind. You need to grow in God's Word now and be fed God's Word on a regular basis, just like a baby grows. It has to be fed. All right, now, for everybody who it needs a breakthrough, call somebody, text somebody, hey, this dude's about to pray for our breakthrough, our miracle. Get on with me. Join with me. LifeChangersChurch.com or Gregory Dick, Facebook.com/Gregory Dick. Get them on there. Get them tuning in. We're going to pray. Now, I'm going to lead you in the simple prayer for your breakthrough. Are you ready? What is the breakthrough that you need? Is it a physical healing that you need? Is it a financial situation? Is it a relationship situation? Come on, get ready. Let's pray together. Let's believe for miracles. Does he work miracles among us? Notice what it said back in Galatians. He works miracles among you. He works them. He didn't just work them in the past. He provides them now. He works them now. Does he do it by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? He does it by hearing with faith. So let's go through these simple steps as we pray and open ourselves up to the miracle power and the breakthrough power that is available to us as we follow God's simple path for your breakthrough. Just pray this out loud with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I receive your love. I believe you love me without conditions, without end, without fail, without strings attached. I receive your love. You've always loved me, and you'll never stop loving me. You've always loved me, Lord, and you always will. I believe that. And because of your love, I am confident that you want me to have this breakthrough. So I ask you for it, this miracle breakthrough of healing or finances, whatever it is, name what yours is, of my family's salvation. I believe I receive it. I ask you for it, and I believe I receive it in Jesus' name. And Father, I want to thank you that I know you've heard me. I thank you that you always hear me. I thank you that it's already done. It's already paid for at the cross. And I give you thanks. I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Now I speak to this breakthrough that I need and I say, come forth. I speak to this miracle and I declare, come forth. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Come on, just lift your hands right where you are and just start thanking him. Just worship him. Just worship him for a moment. Come on, right now, right where you are, in your living room, in your kitchen, wherever you are, just worship Him for a moment. Lord, we worship You. We thank You. We thank You, Jesus. God, we love You. Thank You because You first loved us. Thank You that we believe we receive before we even see it. Father, we thank You that You've heard us and it's already done. Come on, just lift your hands right where you are and just thank Him right now for a moment. Worship Jesus for a moment. Come on, just tell Him. Just tell Him how much you love Him. Just tell Him how thankful you are. Just tell Him how worthy He is. Just tell Him how grateful you are. Just tell Him how thankful you are. Just tell Him how honored you are that He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you so. Miracles come forth. Breakthroughs come forth. Deliverance come forth. Freedom from addictions come forth. Freedom from pain come forth. Finances come forth. Family salvations come forth. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on. Woo! Now, can I just say, now you know how to walk in the breakthrough power of God. You can do this anytime over any area of your life. And when you get a hold of this, woo! I'm going to have to go back and play that over again. I want to hear this again. This is breakthrough stuff. And I hope that you receive it in the spirit of God's love, in which it was intended and from which it was intended. Thank you, everybody. I'm praying for you. You know, every day you can meet with me online. Every day we're meeting up for Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and we just talk about whatever God gives. Sometimes we have questions and answers. The other day we had questions and answers. We might have it again tomorrow. And we're just trying to answer everybody's question and keep you fed and keep you ministered to with our daily bread. And so I welcome you to watch that. And of course, Sunday, we'll be right back here, 9 a.m., 10:30, and 12:30. Invite a friend. Let somebody know that God loves them. Let somebody know that everything's going to be all right. Let somebody know church is happening. And again, as I've said to you, and I'll keep saying that we're going to announce in advance so that you know when our church doors are going to open. And there will be some that feel the need to stay at home still, and that's okay. There's no shame in that. But there's no shame in wanting church to open again either. And we're going to walk in faith and wisdom, faith and wisdom, faith and wisdom. And when the doors open, I want you to come. But if in any way you feel unsafe, you stay home. If any way you feel sick, stay home. We'll pray for you there with our online service. We will always come to you around the world and around our community online, always. Let us know if you need anything. Otherwise, thank you for joining me for tonight's Bible study. Love you guys so much, and we'll see you Sunday morning, and we'll see you every day in between. God bless.